his name. Please, ma'am.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week are
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And if you meet somebody, say at 10 o'clock in the morning, you'd say probably to him, to greet him, you'd say,
good morning.
And you'd say that on up for how long in the day?
Up until 12.
And after 12 o'clock, you'd probably say?
Afternoon.
Okay, and how long would you say good afternoon?
Okay. Until 6.
Okay, and after 6 o'clock, you'd be more likely to
say good evening.
And when do you say or do you ever say good day to somebody? Is that when you meet them or when you're leaving, or do you use that?
Well, when you leaving is in this section, and especially older people or colored people would say good day.
Good day. Mm-hmm. Both, but when they're leaving.
When they're leaving. Mm-hmm.
All right. And when you're saying goodbye, if you're leaving someone's house at night, you'd be more likely to say
good night.
And if a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he might say he had to start to work at
sunrise.
Okay, any other ways of saying that?
Oh, sun up.
And what would you be more likely to say?
Well, mostly ran in this part of this, it maybe says sun up.
Okay. Say it to me in a sentence, just like you were talking. This morning we had to...
This morning we had to go to work at sun up.
Okay, and would you break it that way into two syllables, or would you say it more quickly?
Well, you could say sun up.
Mm-hmm. Were you just pronouncing carefully for me, or were you... Well, you'd be more likely to
just
say it
quickly. Say it quickly, and just says I had to go to work, sun up.
Okay. And if you are asking somebody what time did the sun rise this morning, you might say, well, this morning at 6 o'clock.
This morning at 6 o'clock
the sun
came, or rose.
Okay. And maybe we were a little late this morning getting out, but when we got out to the fields or outside or wherever, the sun had already...
The sun already was up about 2 hours high.
Okay. Something about using that same verb to rise. The sun had already...
Rose.
Okay. And if somebody worked until the sun went out of sight, would say he worked...
Until sundown.
Okay. And if today is Wednesday, you'd say yesterday. Messed that one up. Wednesday is today. Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday will be
tomorrow.
Okay. And if somebody came on Sunday, that is last Sunday. I said, well, he was here last Sunday, but if he came just a week before that, how would you say that? He came here...
It was Sunday a week ago.
Okay. And what about in, not next Sunday, but the one after that, you'd say he's going to come?
Sunday week.
Okay. And what about the... an old word for a two-week period. To me, it's kind of a Bible word. If somebody said he stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you might say he stayed about a
couple of weeks.
Okay. Would you ever use fortnight?